And now I'm delighted to have a chance to catch up with Ellen McIsaac. Ellen, thanks a million for coming along. You had a busy year last year, and I know you have a lot on the plans for next year.
We do. So, the choir had a really busy year last year. Coming off of our big concert at the NAC last Christmas, we did Robbie Burns performances. We did the Kilt Skate for the Ottawa Scottish Society. We had our big spring concert with the Ramblers at Woodruff United Church, which was a lot of fun. I think that's going to be something we're going to do going forward, this sort of choir and band type of arrangement, which is a lot of fun. We've had a couple of pub sings. We had our carol sing at Lansdowne Christmas Market just a couple of weeks ago. We're coming up to yet another Robbie Burns performance, which is going to be a lot of fun. This year, rather than a Christmas concert, we decided to do a winter concert. So it's going to be 31st of January at St. Mark's Anglican on Fisher. And it's all winter songs, but not necessarily Christmas songs. So we thought, just to give ourselves a break from yet another round of Christmas music, thought this would be fun. And our spring concert this coming spring, we're working with the James Joyce Society of Ottawa to do a Joyce themed concert. So it'll happen a couple of days before. It's on the 13th of June at St. Bridget's, and it's going to be all songs either referenced by Joyce or songs about Dublin because of Ulysses and about the fact that Joyce was a Dubliner, but not necessarily specifically about Ulysses. We'll leave that to the Joyce Society for a couple of days later, but they're going to help us do like a song and a reading and a song and a reading to sort of contextualize where these songs come from and their relationship to Joyce. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. It's a completely different repertoire than the choir usually does, but I think it's definitely a part of the tradition, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So Ellen, when you talk about the choir, how many would you say, what's your membership with her? What would your approximately?
Probably, in terms of rehearsal, probably about 30 people. In terms of a performance, typically about 24, 25 people.
And, getting choir participants can sometimes be a challenge, and sometimes you can have an inundation.
Yeah, it's true, but that's why we do the pub sings, because not everybody wants the heavy duty formal concert, you sort of sign up for a period of time where you're going to do a lot of work. Some people just want the choir experience, right? They just want to show up, sing along, have fun, and call it a day. And the pub sings are perfect for that. We come in, I either hand out songbooks or I put it up on the screens if we're somewhere where I can appropriate the sports screens, put the words up there, and everybody just has a ball singing along, whiskey in the jar, whatever, and then it's done. People have fun and they're finished. So those can be a lot of fun.
And then when it comes to the getting the range of voices that you like to have to give a full sound and everything else, are there particular voices that are scarcer than others?
Weirdly, I haven't had an issue with that this past year. There have been years in the past where we have hardly any sopranos or hardly any altos or hardly any contraltos, which is the lowest of the women's voices. But for whatever reason, this year we've got a fantastic mix. And I'm still getting messages from people going, "We like join the choir." I'm like, sure, come on in.
And then when, given that you're starting up a fresh year and you're looking out ahead, the amount of work that you have to put in to when you change your repertoire means that somebody just, you can't have a Johnny come lately.
Well, no. I mean, I have had it happen in the past where somebody rocks up 2 weeks before a performance, but they can sight read, they know their music, and it's sort of like, yeah, okay, we're going to do it. Other people, and I tell them, like, I've had people show up, like, a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, don't worry about the performance. you're brand new, you're seeing all this stuff for the first time, don't feel pressured, just enjoy, knowing that come February, like the 1st of February, we're switching all of the music, and you'll have an opportunity to start fresh.
Right.
So they sort of just sit back and relax and enjoy until the new repertoire comes along.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, I'm not going to put somebody on stage when they've only had 2 or 3 rehearsals. Like, oh my God, no.
And then, so the normal practice is on a regular day, regular time, regular place. So where do you normally carry out your rehearsals?
So we rehearse on Tuesday evenings from 7 until 9 p.m. at St. John the Evangelist Church, which is on the corner of Somerset and Elgin. And we're in the chapel. So it's basically just let us know you're coming, because we have to keep the doors locked for liability purposes, because we're in the downtown core. Just let us know that you're coming, and we'll make sure someone's there to let you in. And yeah, just, it's no pressure. Come, hang out, have a rehearsal with us. See if it's for you. If it is, awesome. Keep coming back. If it isn't, no harm, no foul. It's great to have people to come in and just hang out.
And if someone wants to let you know that they want to come, where should they send their email, or how should they reach out?
They can reach out to me either on email, Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, at laughingbrook, all one word, .ca, or they can give me a call, 613-552-3964.
And before we wrap up, just to say, well, it is a Celtic choir. That means that you do cover the Celtic languages. So there's lots of variety there.
Lots of variety. We do both the Celtic nations and the Celtic diaspora. So it's Canadian, it's all the Celtic nations, English, French, different Celtic languages. No, not necessary to speak any of these languages to join the choir. I assume nobody has any facility with these languages when they walk in the door. So we work from there.
Ellen, wishing you a fantastic 2026. I know you'll have a busy year, and looking forward to seeing the choir perform numerous occasions.
Thank you so much for having me on, Austin.